Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and it's that time of year again, the Swift County Fair in Appleton, coming up August 14th through the 18th, and we'd like to get together with Tim Bakken, seems to be their spokesman, perennial spokesman for the Swift County Fair up there, because he's been on the fair board for, you didn't just fall off the turnip truck, did you? You've been on for a while up there.
Well, it started back in 2004.
Okay.
That's when I started.
That's a while, 20 years ago already.
Oh, boy.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes in that time. You've had changes in the facilities, and you guys do a good job up there.
Yeah, it's been a lot of changes. Every year it seems like there's always something new, so we never know exactly what we're going to get into. But
we've
got to make changes.
Remember back in the day when I was in high school back in Benson, we used to come over to the fair and listen to the unbelievable uglies out of Detroit Lakes area up at the old... building, the old ballroom or pavilion or whatever that was.
The old pavilion,
Not there anymore, but I don't believe. But
it was, we actually had the Unbelievable Uglies at the fair in 2004.
Yeah, they kind of did a little reunion tour.
Reunion, Dave Hoffman was still with them. Yeah.
Winston Fink, one of their big guns, was passed on, and he was quite a character. And they were a great group. But that was kind of my introduction to the Swift County Fair. Before that, my dad was the elementary principal over in Benson, so I'd tag along and help put up all the elementary school displays over there. That was really a long time ago. Yeah. We won't talk about how long ago that was. But enough of the past. Let's talk about the present here, Tim. What's going on at the Swift County Fair this year?
Well, it's coming up fast. It starts Wednesday, August 14th, goes through Sunday the 18th, and you know, if you go online to swiftcountyfair.org, you can see the full schedule, you can see the poster, you can see all the day's activities. There's a lot.
And there are a lot of them, yes. Why don't you highlight some of the ones that, the big ones there?
Well, if we look at the main entertainment that we call it, Wednesday we start off with the White Sidewalls, 7 p.m. That's in the Chuck Brown Building. Now all the free entertainment is in the Chuck Brown Building. We go to Thursday, we'll see Johnny Holm and his band come back. They'll start at 8:30 on Thursday night. Friday, we've got Phil Vassar. He'll hit the stage at 9 p.m., followed by a band out of Fargo called Ruckus. There'll be more of the rock flavor for the folks that want to stick around later. And then Saturday, we've got Neil McCoy coming to the main stage at 9 p.m., followed by a fireworks show, and then right after that, we'll see a country band called Hail Country Truckers, and if we move into Sunday, we've got some more entertainment. There's actually a car show, and the Front Fenders band out of Fargo will play during the car show, and then we've got a band, I think it's a two-piece band, playing from 1 to 5 in the Chuck Brown Building. That's called Geek Noonan, so that's kind of the entertainment.
All right, we were just saying, we're talking a little bit before we went on the air here, that I've seen Neil McCoy a couple of times up in at WeFest over the years, and he was probably one of the best entertainers, better entertainers I've ever seen for interacting with the crowd.
Yeah, he's definitely an entertainer. He's got a lot of good music, and he interacts with the crowd, and that's always a change-up, you know, rather than somebody just singing their songs. There are guys that will do that, you know, like the Alan Jacksons and the
Conway Twitty was that way. He just kind of stood there and sang, and that was about it.
And if you're there just for the music, but you're there to get entertained, and Neil McCoy definitely is an entertainer.
Definitely, you bet. Well, in addition to the music now, you've got a lot of other happenings. You've got Carnival there, Midwest Rides on the Midway.
Yeah, they'll be set it up, ready to go for Wednesday. We've got a $3 right there on $3 ride on Wednesday, and then we get into later in the week, we have like Carnival Armband that starts on Thursday for $20. You can ride for 3 hours, so Maynard can come over, and for $20 you can ride for 3 hours, and that goes on through the rest of the whole fair here. Every day there's the carnival.
Okay, and then a lot of 4-H activities and food and fun and all the usual stuff that goes along with the fair will be going on, so I'm sure that won't disappoint.
Yeah, 4-H is always a big part of every county fair, and we like to highlight the 4-H. All the kids get together and work on their projects, and they get a chance to showcase them at the fair, so that's always a big hit.
You've been able to keep the price of admission down pretty good, too. Tell us about admission, parking, and all that kind of thing.
Well, we charge $3 a head to get in through the main gate, and then $3 to park your car. So we try to keep that price down. And along with that, last year we had the new gate entrance, which is straight across from the VFW. So that's something that we're still working on, trying to get that improved. But just make sure that you come in the new gate right across from the VFW.
And if they do want a season pass, they're $12, and that takes care of the all 3-4 days there.
Yeah, that's probably a really good deal for people who want to go in and out, not be charged every time. $12 for all 5 days, basically.
And free gate entry for those 12 and under.
Yes, 12 and under free.
All right, and again, the complete schedule and all the info available on well put together on the SwiftCountyFair.org website, and it talks about your turf wars, demo derby, and some of the other things in the grandstand, too, that people always look forward to during the Swift County Fair.
Yeah, like you say, go on to SwiftCountyFair.org, you hit the home button, you can see the poster that's been passed around and should be on display in different places, and then hit the schedule button and you can see each day what's highlighted there. So we try to mix it up and have something for everybody, so hope we can get the people in and there's something that they'll enjoy at the Swift County Fair.
Sounds good. We look forward to coming up there again. We'll be up there with a booth on display for Q92. We'll have some prizes to give away, as many people will. And Paul Ramo, I know, is looking forward to coming up there. They sampling the food. I don't know if they got them judging the pies again this year or anything like that. But
I got a feeling he'll be over there judging the pie contest. Yeah. Finding a malt, too, every day. Kind of like I do the same thing. I got to have my malt every day.
Yeah, I like a malt as often as I can get them, too. And then, of course, the food stands, like the church stands and all that, they've got those beef commercials and all that good stuff. So, you're not going to...
All the good home cooking.
Not going to go away hungry, that's for sure. Well, Tim, thanks for taking a little time to talk to us here. We look forward to visiting with you live and in person and all the other guys and gals up there at the Swift County Fair. Again, that's coming up in Appleton, August 14th. Through the 18th, so we will see you at the fair.
All right, appreciate it, Maynard.